Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland. I am an author, I'm founder of Breathe Again Magazine, motivational speaker, and radio host. I come to you each Thursday, and I bring you stories of people that have gone from victim to victorious, people like you, like me, that they made it. They've been through the fire. They've been through the storm. Some of them are still going through the storm, but they've come out and they are coming out. And they just want you to know that you're not by yourself. You're not alone. You don't have to suffer in secret anymore. You don't have to be in a corner thinking that you're by yourself and no one understands how you feel, crying because somebody left you or somebody said something wrong to you, and you just may not have any hope right now. You may be on the verge of letting go and giving in and just counting out. So we want you to know that you don't have to count out, because we've been there, we've done that, we've wrote books, we've got t-shirts, we got the bag of chips and everything else. But we want you to know, beloved, that you're going to make it. We want you to know that you're not by yourself. We want you to know that God is no respecter of persons, and if he did it for us, he will definitely do it for you. So hold your head up high and keep on pressing, keep pressing, keep pressing, even if it doesn't feel good, even if it doesn't look good, because you know what? We are in this world, but we're not of this world. You know, we look at things in the spirit realm as opposed to the natural realm, because we know it's already done in the spirit. We know we win in the spirit. We're just waiting for it to catch up to the natural. So that's what provides me with lots of hope, because it doesn't matter what situation I may be facing, doesn't matter what's going on at the time, doesn't matter what it looks like. Them kids may be cutting up and acting a fool. You know, your money may look funny right now, but you know what? There is an expected end, and trouble don't last always. It really doesn't. We want you to catch us online. Log on to breatheagainmagazine.org. Click the little button that says sign up for the newsletter. You know, we'll send you something free, but get on our list so you can be informed about what we're doing and the new projects we have going on. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Breathe Again. And connect with us on Facebook. We are facebook.com/breatheagainmag. You know, the way that we do what we do and I can do what I do is I have a fabulous network of business women and men, people that are in ministry, artists, authors, business owners that support Breathe Again. They support Breathe Again Magazine and the radio show by being a network member. And if you are a business owner or you're an author or, you know, you're an artist and you have some things going on, connect with us, you know, partner with Breathe Again. We're on the move, and we're doing some good things. We're doing online events and offline events and the radio show and the magazine, and we're reaching those that we need to reach. You know, our mission is really, if someone just logs on to the site, reads a story of encouragement or empowerment, and they feel as though they can make it, our mission has been accomplished. If just one person, you know, I bless God for those that are trying to reach the masses and the millions, but you know what? I'm just really trying to reach one person at a time. And if they know that they can make it by hearing a story or an interview or reading an article that's online, then I've done my job. I've done my job. So connect with us. If you've got a business or, you know, you have things going on, you're an author, connect with us. Join our friends network. There's a little button on our website as well. And there's also a link on all of our radio show pages about the network, So I got that out of the way, let's talk about our show today. You know, my guest today is just fantastic. I met her online, and she is a power mover and shaker. She is doing big things, big things. And I'm so excited to have her on the show today. Her name is Rhonda Nails. She is a coach. She's an author. She's a business owner, entrepreneur. She is just, she's making it happen. She has this project called Project Push that she's going to talk all about when we get her on the line. And she's also, you know, she's been through some things. She was blind. She was blind, broken, and bankrupt. All three of them, you know, but she's still pressing forward. She's a magazine publisher. She is following her dreams, and she is doing what God has called her to do. So I'm going to bring her on the line in just a few moments. In our second segment, we're going to talk about Breathe Again Magazine's encouragement campaign. We have a campaign that's going on. It's a 21-day encouragement campaign. And basically what that is we're going to bring women and men to you to encourage you. They have submitted a scripture and some information and just words of inspiration and empowerment to encourage you, because I can remember when I first got saved, I didn't grow up in the church. So when I first gave my life to the Lord, I didn't know where to go in the Bible. They just said, just read the Bible and you're going to be all right. Read the Bible. But where do I go in the Bible? I don't know what all this stuff means, you know, begat and begot and thou and art. And it was confusing to me. So, you know, everybody needs to be encouraged. So each day we're going to post a scripture that got one of the people that have partnered with us by, you know, a scripture that they may have been going through a really rough period in their life, and they just held on to this one scripture, or they held on to this one song. They're going to share it with you each and every day. So I encourage you to sign up for that campaign so you can receive that daily in your inbox. And if you have a scripture that you know about and that's really helped you, or a song that has ministered to you, connect with us, send it to us, and we'll post it. We'll put it out there as well, because I just have this feeling that it's going to be extended, and we're going to do it on another month as well, because we all need to be encouraged. So to God be the glory. That's what we're going to do in the second half. But this half right now, this first segment, we're going to talk to Rhonda Nails. She is known as the Success Instigator, but before that, she was blind, broken, and bankrupt. You must understand the story behind why she does what she does. At the age of 5, she lost sight in her left eye after a tragic accident. At the age of 25, she was left as a single mother. At the age of 34, her lack of knowledge and understanding left her no choice but to file bankruptcy. But through it all, she became the owner of Signature Notaries. It's a nationwide notary network, founder of Project Push, Amazon Kindle bestseller twice, magazine publisher, motivational speaker, and so much more. I'm going to bring her to the line. Rhonda, are you there?
I am, and thank you for the introduction. I appreciate that, and hello to your listeners.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your story, because I think your story is phenomenal, and God has brought you a mighty long way, and I'm just excited to share that with the listeners.
Yes, absolutely. Didn't always like my story, as most of us, while we're going through, we don't like our story.
No.
The story is just god-awful. Why would you do this to me? What about this person over here? But once you understand, you know, you don't even have to have the entire picture to understand what he's doing. He's setting you up. I have a quote that, I write quotes just because they come to me just in the spur of a moment. And one of the quotes that I wrote down was, you know, God will set you up so he can blow you up, and all you have to do is lift him up. And
all
that's
right
something
now.
That, yeah, we're going to have church.
All right.
But, you know, that's one thing that I hold on to, because, you know, like you had stated, age 5, here I am, you know, fall down the stairs at age 5, and what happened as a result of that is my retina became detached. And so no sight in my left eye. So you can imagine growing up, the names I was called, how I was teased. And so because I didn't want to be teased, I acted out, I rebelled, and realized that I had this voice. I had this voice. But, you know, when you're a teenager growing up, you use it for the wrong reasons. And
right.
so I went through my little stints as a teenager using it for the wrong reasons. And then at age 25, of course, you know, became a single mom when my daughter's father left. Okay, 25, I can do this. I thought that was the end of my troubles. This is it. Found a wonderful man to marry, married me, embraced my daughter as his own. And then, you know, not even a few years ago, gosh, I want to say 2009, had to file bankruptcy because of a loan modification company.
Mm-hmm.
So I am thinking to the Lord, I'm like, wait a minute now. You've left me blind in one eye. You've
uh-huh.
left me broken as a single mom. And now I have no choice but to file bankruptcy. You've given me three B's. And he said, I've also given you a story. So with that, now understand in 2009, I was already an entrepreneur, just venturing out as a notary and contracting assignments nationwide. At the end of 2009, which was around the same time that I had to file bankruptcy, was when one of my clients came to me and asked me to go nationwide. Well, of course, I didn't hesitate, but I'm asking God at the same moment, wait a minute, you want me to go nationwide, and I have no savings, I have no dollars to my name, everything that I get in is spent. How is it that you want me to do this? So
setting you up.
Yes, he set me up again. So
yeah.
What I want your listeners to realize is that, you know, through all the muck and the Murray and all of that, he was setting my story up. I thought becoming owner of Signature Notaries, this nationwide notary network where I was contracting, you know, assignments on a regular basis, 30 and 50 assignments a month to notaries nationwide, I thought that was great. This is what I was supposed to be doing, and I was wrong. Because what happened was at the height of the business, I became so frustrated because I had no time for my family. I had no time to study. I had no time to just me and God time. I had no time for that, and I was miserable. The money was coming in, but I was miserable. So then what do? I go back and I reflect to what my dad told me about the butterfly. And, you know, I'm 15 years old when he's telling me this story. And he tells me the story of how the caterpillar has to push its way out of the cocoon in order to strengthen its wings in order to fly.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, he has to push. Okay, push. Yeah, he push. And push stayed on my mind until the acronym came, Pursue Until Success Happens.
Uh-huh.
And what I realized was that God gave me a push story. Every time that something happened, he allowed me to push my way out of it. All the name calling, all the teasing that I went through. Because of my eye and because of that situation, I was still able to push. I was able to push after becoming a single mother. I am now, you know, remarried. I was able to push after bankruptcy, not only have a business, but then also he allowed me to start Project Push, in which I help other entrepreneurs push and other entrepreneurs build their business on a bankrupt budget. Because if I can do it, if Rhonda Nails can do it, somebody else is going through that same situation, and they can do it too.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. So in a nutshell, I know that was a long nutshell, but briefly, that is my story, and that is my story for my purpose for being on this earth.
Yeah, I love that, and thank you for being transparent, because I love the fact that when you first came on, you said you didn't like the story. You didn't want to share the story. The story was not a good story. It wasn't a happy story, but when God sets us up and tells us and takes us down that path, it does not feel good. I call it that process, that ucky feeling. It's the process that when we go through it, it's embarrassing and it's shameful.
But
it's really not for us, and I know I was sharing that with you earlier, that when we go through all of these different situations we go through, it's not even about us. It's not about us. It's about that next person that's going to come after us.
Absolutely.
So really, we like the sacrificial lamb, basically.
That's right.
We're the sacrificial offering because he could trust us with it. I tell you, when I went through what I went through, I would be so tore up and tore down and just miserable. And, you know, it wasn't about me, and I had to really fixate my eyes on that it ain't about you, boo. It is not about you. He chose you.
Right.
because he knew you would be able to go through it. Everybody couldn't handle what Rhonda went through.
That's right. I was able to handle this assignment that he gave me,
right,
and I willingly accepted. I didn't want to accept it, but I willingly accepted. And you're absolutely right. What I go through or what I went through and what I will go through is never about me. It is about the legacy that I leave to my daughter, to you know, whoever will, basically. So it's not about me. Now, you know, through that story, I am allowed to reap the benefits because I was a willing sacrifice. But it's not about me. It's not about me at all, absolutely. And people think that, you know, maybe you're arrogant or you have some type of arrogance about you. But there's a confidence that God gives
you. There you go. There you go.
Because, you know, otherwise I would not be able to do this. I hid for so long my story and my, you know, everything. I wanted to just fit in. And what I realized is you can't fit in.
Mm-mm.
When God gives you that story, you're not allowed to fit in.
He makes it
so that you don't fit in. Your piece of the puzzle will not fit that puzzle that you want to be in, that group, that clique, that whatever you want to be associated with. He's not going to allow you to fit, and he on purpose allowed me not to fit in certain places so that he was saving me for such a time as this, and I'm grateful for that. Not always. But I am always grateful for the opportunity I have to be able to share the story of how I push. It's, you know, and you're just getting bits and pieces, but, you know, things that I tell my coaching clients is that, you know, listen, if you're doing this for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
That's right.
So you have to change the way that you see what you're doing in your business or in your life or whatever it is I'm coaching them about. If you're doing it for the money, your source is absolutely wrong. It's wrong.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Because money is just a bonus. Money is just a bonus. That's it.
Yeah. It's interesting that you said that you didn't fit in, because I used to be so upset, like, why don't they like me? Why don't they want to be with me? And even as an adult, you know, we still go through those little issues, but we've gotten to a point where it's okay. It's okay because that's not what we are meant to do. That's not where we are meant to go. And we are set apart. We are definitely set apart.
The word says where we're set apart. The word says that we're set apart. So you can't get upset because you don't fit, because realize that if you don't fit there, there is a place where you fit. You just haven't located that yet. That's all.
Yes.
So if you don't fit over here, it's okay. Just stand back and wait on the Lord, and He will provide the puzzle that you were created to fit. So, but you have to wait on that. It doesn't just come out of the air and just, you know, you have to do a little soul searching, Bible reading and study and show yourself approved. Absolutely.
Yes. Now, Rhonda, we see you now. We see you with the confidence now, and you're coaching and you're out here speaking, and you do so much more, too. You're even you're the coupon queen. Tell me a little bit about this coupon thing.
Because
I hear we have mutual friends, and Laurie talks about Love Me Some Laurie Writes. Love her. I know she's listening right now. And she was gloating, talking about you and this coupons. Tell me about what you do with the coupons, girl.
So, again, that goes back to, you know, I've always pretty much been a frugal person. I'm not into just having a Coach bag because it looks good.
Oh, my goodness. Say that.
They're nice bags. Yeah, they're nice bags. Don't get me wrong. I don't understand the nonsense. Well, someone is going to get me for this. I don't understand the nonsense of paying a grand for a bag when
you don't
have a grand to put
in the pocketbook.
But anyway, that's another show. That's a whole nother show.
Yes.
I've always been like that. But when I was going through the bankruptcy, and even just as a single mom, I had to learn to cut back. And so, you know, my mom was like, she's a great saver. She knows how to save, and that's why, you know, my parents are in the position they're in, because they just, you know, my mom has known how to save, but there's just something about saving money. I don't know if it's like legalized stealing or I don't know what it is, but there's something about, you know, when I realized how much manufacturers and grocery stores were making off a single purchase that you know, just if you go in to get soap, it's ridiculous. So I said, okay, I got to say, and, you know, the intent
markup.
Wasn't the,
mm-hmm.
Yes, the markup is ridiculous. So when I realized how much they were making, not just on the markup, but then they get paid off us using the coupons. So I said, okay, no, this is not going to work for me. You're going to not make this money two times. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I went to work and I researched and I studied how this works and how the coupon process works, and I love doing it now. And I teach to others. I host workshops on how to coupon shop effectively for your household. I mean, the other day I went into the grocery store and I believe my total was like $84, $85, and I paid 46 cents. And I actually, they were supposed to owe me money, but because they don't give money back, I had to get a bag of Funyuns. So absolutely, I like the idea of, you know, getting something for less than. Everybody likes a good deal. I just take it to the extreme a little bit. I'm not one to clear shelves or anything like that, but my philosophy is I don't want to spend $400 to $500 on my grocery bill when I can, you know, slash that by 75% to 90% and use that money for a vacation or, you know, taking my family out to eat or something that I really want to do. I don't really want to give the manufacturers and grocery stores, $400 to $500 a month. I just don't want to.
Right.
So I'd rather use that somewhere else.
Yeah, when I was working, me and a few friends from my job actually would do this, and I had a binder. I had a big old binder, and I would cut coupons, and it works, but it was time, you know, it took a lot of time. It was time consuming.
But there's so many, and you know, I have an e-book about this. It's Coupon Secrets Revealed, and I talk about, you know, how it does take a little bit of time. However, there are so many tools and resources out there that they've done the work for you. So really, maybe once a week I'm dedicating maybe an hour to 2 hours, and I'm just, you know, clipping the coupons that I know I'm going to use, and I'm stashing them and I'm saving them for that, you know, double coupon event or triple coupon event, whatever that may be. So it's a strategy. And again, I have that ebook available on my website. It's Coupon Secrets Revealed. And I talk about that. I give the strategies that I use on a regular basis to help me save money on my grocery bill. Excuse me.
Awesome. Faith believers listening, and she said that you are giving some really good points. She said, tuned in, awesome points being made. You were chosen for such a time as this.
Oh,
push.
Wow.
And then she said, extreme couponing, excellent. Excellent tips. So thank God for our listeners that are
on the
line listening. So talk to me about, Rhonda, your process. How long did it take you to go from hiding or not wanting to talk about what you've gone through to actually using it for God's glory and as your story to move forward?
Absolutely. Well, understand that the process, there is no end process. I'm still going through a process because God is still winning some things out of my life, because I can't go to that next level and the next level and the next level until he gets some things and he purges some things out of my life. So it's absolutely is a process. But there came a time in my life where I broke, and I was tired of being sick and tired, and I didn't want to be who I was. I was tired of playing. And I just said, okay, what is it going to take for me to just do what you call me to do? I understand that you've given me a purpose. I know that I have to use my mouthpiece for something, because you wouldn't have given me this just to shoot the breeze with someone. So I understood that at a young age. I got that. I just didn't know what exactly it was. I get it now. But the process basically was being broken. And I almost take it as, you know, when you have a wild horse, a horse that's in the wild, and you break them in to being, almost a domesticated, I don't want to say domesticated, but, you know, train them to be, you know, that racehorse or whatever. That is what it was like. It was being broken. I was a wild horse, a wild one.
Me too, Rhonda, me too.
Yes, God had to break me. There was some breaking. And there's still some breaking going on.
Yes.
However, he's allowing me to utilize my stories. And I say stories because they're I have one for finances, I have one for emotions, I have one for physical, you know. So when I say stories, I combine all those stories, and I say, if I can push through this, you can push through that. And this is the strategy that I use to do that. But it takes a process of being broken. And if you're not willing to be broken, then you don't want to be blessed then. I mean, that's just as simple as it is.
Yeah, that is on key. That is on point. Talk to me a little bit about the book that you have. You have a book, and it's on doing business on a bankrupt budget.
Yeah, that's my newest ebook, and it's actually, I'll tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
This is the ebook that I penned that basically gives step-by-step strategies, money-generating ideas, what not to do in marketing, what tools and resources, low-budget tools and resources you can use to take your business and get your business in front of the people that you need it to be in front of.
Mm.
Basically, I took everything that I utilized when I was building signature notaries, and I put it into a book because I said, okay, if I can go from just being an independent contractor to a nationwide agency, then I need to relive some of those strategies that I used and put them into a book because somebody needs that. Now, with the book, myself and one of my friends and business partners, we are going on tour in 2013 with Big Business on a Bankrupt Budget. We're going to five cities. I'm based here in North Carolina, so we're going to Greensboro in February. We'll be in Charlotte in March. And then we're going up to New York in April. And then, yeah, in June we'll be back in Atlanta. Well, we'll be back. We'll be in Atlanta in June. And then we're finishing the tour here in Raleigh-Durham, which is where I reside. We're finishing the tour here in August. So we're going to be hosting this. It's a free workshop, but you have to register on the website. My partner is going to be doing tax tips because she's the tax chick, and her name is Anissa Barbie, phenomenal woman who can break the tax code down in simple terms so that you can save yourself money, know what to deduct, what not to deduct, and then I come through and tell you how do you build a business on a bankrupt budget, again, giving my story and then resources for marketing management and, of course, motivation. So that is a free tour. So if we're in a city near you, please come see us. It's absolutely free, but we need everybody to register so that we know how many swag bags to give our participants. So
awesome. Awesome.
Some of your listeners regarding that.
Okay, okay. Now, Rhonda, Breathe Again Magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We want to talk about what we've gone through, but we also want to provide some tips, some solutions. Can you speak to somebody right now that may be feeling bad? They may feel like they're on the verge of giving up. They're not looking at, there's no hope in sight. I want you to minister to them for about 60 seconds because there's so many people that even though we're vocal, they are still feeling like they're by themselves.
Absolutely. Well, first understand that, you know, everybody has that mountain. Everybody has that day where they don't want to do it. I have those days still, but I get up. Grace gets me up. But understand this, and this is one of the quotes that I also have posted in my office. Every problem, every issue, every mountain, it was put in your path to qualify your purpose.
Yeah.
So whatever mountain you are facing right now, whatever issue that is, whether it be financial, emotional, spiritual, whatever it was put in your path strategically by God, by the Creator, so that you could fulfill your purpose. Now, if you just lay down and allow it to take over you, you don't get the best out of you, and God doesn't get the best out of you. And what a waste. So allow that mountain, allow yourself to climb that mountain, allow yourself to be the solution to that problem so that you can step into, walk into, jump into whatever it is your purpose is, but understand that it was put there strategically by God to move you to a greater level. And that is, sometimes that's what gets me through, is knowing that, okay, he strategically did this for a reason. So
yes.
I shouldn't faint, I shouldn't get weak, I shouldn't fall out. I should just trust that he knows exactly how to push me to where I need to be.
That is good, good, good advice. Now, we have a question. Faith of Believer wants to know, Coupon Secret Revealed, what website is that? How can they obtain that?
Yes, if they go to my website, it's www.project-push.org. There will be a link that says Biz Resources. And if you just scroll down, I believe it's the third book, and it says Coupon Secrets Revealed. It's $10. You're going to get over 40 coupon websites, learn the coupon formula. There's just tons in there, but you can't beat it. You can't beat $10. Again, it's www.project-push.org. And again, you'll click on the link that says Biz Resources. And
right, I have it. I went ahead and posted it on our page
for
them.
Perfect. Great.
Yes, And also, she says, good word while dealing with this storm in the East Coast. So you are encouraging our listeners. So to God be the glory. They also would like to know where in New York you're going to go on tour, but do you know exactly where you're going to be in New York?
We're actually going to be in Westchester, New York. And that
Westchester?
That will be, I believe, April the 5th. That information again is on my website. If you are at the homepage, you'll see a little brown box on the right side. It says Big Business on a Bankrupt Budget Workshop 5-City Tour. Click on that, and it'll give you some of the information where we'll be in a registration form or a registration link, and you can register for free. And as soon as we get closer to the date, you'll receive an email on when and where exactly it'll be. But it will be in Westchester, New York.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's awesome, awesome. Any last words you'd like to leave our listeners, Rhonda? You have been a blessing. You know, you've been blinded, you've been broken, you've been bankrupt, but you've turned all that around, and you are just, you're on the move right now, and you're teaching others how to be on the move too. Now, you talk a little bit about the magazine, because I want to talk a little bit and share that with our listeners too, because you're also the publisher of the Push Report magazine. What exactly is that?
The Push Report is a online and now in print magazine that basically covers social media, parenting, business strategy, finances. We have some inspiration in there. We also have what's called the Underdog Platform. And the Underdog Platform is basically someone who society told couldn't do it, and they ended up doing something else. They ended up doing the opposite. So they ended up succeeding when society told them that they couldn't do it. That is a magazine that is a collaboration of entrepreneurs that I network with. So it is created for entrepreneurs, and it's written by entrepreneurs. It's not somebody sitting at a desk just thinking of, you know, five tips to tell entrepreneurs. These are entrepreneurs who are on the daily grind giving tips on parenting and social media and business strategy, finance, I mean, tax tips. I mean, anything that you can think of, it's in there. Our newest edition is going to be out December 1st. Let me let everybody know now, it has been free for an entire year. That is my seed, my blessing to everybody else. But come 2013, there will be an annual subscription, and I suggest that while it is while it is priced the way it is priced right now, everybody should get their subscription now, because once 2013 gets here, I can't guarantee that it's going to stay the rate that it is. So
That's right.
A year subscription, it's $20 for a year subscription, and that's 7 issues, and that's delivered to your inbox every other first of the month. So it's 6 issues
plus
a bonus
issue.
Yes, bimonthly.
Okay, bimonthly. Mm-hmm.
But the next free issue is December 1st. The last free issue is December 1st.
All right, y'all heard her. The last free issue is December 1st. But go ahead and support her and pay that $19.95 for the annual subscription. I, of all people, understand what it is to seed. And it is something else, especially when you have a huge heart and you know you've been called to something. So just get together and support Rhonda Nails for doing what she's doing, not for herself, but for you. She's sharing the mistakes and things that she has gone through to assist you and to encourage you in your entrepreneurial effort. So to God be the glory. Rhonda, this has been a pleasure. I'm so glad you stopped by the show today, and I want you to leave your information one last time, because you do coaching, you have the magazine, you have so many, you're going on tour, you're a motivational speaker. Give your website one last time so the listeners can pick that up.
Absolutely. So it's www.project-push.org, and you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter at Project Push. By the same handle. Both of them have the same handle. And LinkedIn as well. I'm on LinkedIn as well. But all that information you can get via my website, www.project-push.org. And thank you so much for having me on, and I hope that I've inspired or motivated somebody utilizing the story that God's given me to your listeners.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. All right, listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 21-day encouragement campaign, how you can get involved, you can share the encouragement campaign with others. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is, no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women, with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today. www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
All right. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Our first half, our first segment, we were talking to Rhonda Nail. She is such a overcomer and with an empowering story. She was blinded, broke, bankrupt, but God has just turned her situation around, and she's sharing her story to help others and pulling others out of that tunnel or that box that they've been trapped in for so long. All right. We're going to go into the second segment, and we're talking about the 21-day encouragement campaign with Breathe Again Magazine. I'm so excited about this campaign because we get to encourage you each and every day. You know, months ago, I think I was in the bed and, you know, I was in prayer and I was praying, and the Lord just dropped in my spirit to get people together that will encourage other people. So many people are giving their lives to the Lord and they're turning their lives around, and they're giving a Bible, but they don't know where to go in the Bible. They don't know what to read. You know, there's so many people that are Bible scholars. They make other people feel bad because they don't even know where to find James in the Bible. And, you know, they get discouraged because they don't know what they don't know. So the Lord just dropped in my spirit to encourage people. A lot of our readers and our listeners, they're babes in Christ. Some of them are babes in Christ, you know. They want to do good. They want to turn their lives around, and they want to do the work of the Lord, but they just don't know a lot of what to do. So for 21 days, we have an individual, a believer, that's going to share an encouraging scripture or a song with you. Basically, it is 21 days of hope, inspiration, and solution, just like the mission of this weekly radio show. We will bring you women and men of faith that have gone from victim to victorious, and they will share how they survived and what encouraged them to keep going. Now, you can sign up for that if you just go ahead and click on our website, breatheagainmagazine.org, and there is a link for the encouragement campaign, and you will receive the actual series each and every day. Now, today we started, and the scripture for today was Isaiah 61:7. For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. And this came from a place. Now, I did this first one, and this came from a broken place where I was, you know. My husband and I decided that we were going to rebuild our marriage after an affair that took place in the marriage, an affair that produced a child. And there was so much embarrassment, and there was so much shame when we would run into people that knew us, because they were like, oh, I didn't know you had another baby. I didn't know you had a little boy. Oh, he looks just like his dad, knowing that the baby was from the affair. And it was so, if I could have crawled under a rock during these conversations, I would have. But, you know, I would just pray. There were things that child support was coming out of our household, and so we were behind in a lot of things. And I would just pray this prayer. I was reading the Word one day, and these words just jumped out of the Bible to me, and that's what I quoted each and every day. For your shame, you shall receive double. For my shame, I shall receive double. And so God did just exactly that. He honors his word, and he gave me back double. I got an increase on my job. I got a promotion, and God just gave everything back and some. So I just want to encourage you and let you know that you will make it. Not can, might, or maybe, but you will make it. Hold your head up and walk proud. You are a gift created by our Creator, the Creator of all things, and he doesn't make mistakes. And I just want you to know that, you know what, cry, yell, and scream if you must. But once you are done, make sure to live again, dream again, breathe again. I love you because I've been where you are at right now. So stay encouraged and stay blessed. All right, so that has been our show for today. I just want to thank Rhonda Nails for, you know, sticking it out with us. staying around and sharing her story to encourage our listeners. She blessed me. She really did. And I've signed up for her information on her website, and I want to start receiving her information. And I encourage you to do the same thing. So go to her website, and that is www.project-push.org. That's project-push.org. That has been our show, and that has been our time for today. I just want to thank you all for sticking around and listening to the show. I hope something was said that encouraged you and allowed you to know that, you know, you're going to make it. You can go on. So I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time. So God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.